Hello, everybody. What's going on? I hope all of you guys are doing really well. And this is the first time I am back into doing another recording. And welcome, everyone, to episode 194 of the Leon the Great podcast. Your host, as always, Leon, back here again, finally, with a fresh new episode. And finally, since I've been away for some time without recording, I've been busy with several other things, with new hobbies, with work, and finally I'm back making a recording on the month of June. So here we are on episode 194, and especially with the title, The Workforce Has Changed. And we're going to talk about it even further, and especially going through my experience with retail and why I think we are going to see more of this trend moving forward, and why that this is going to be a very important subject in today's world, and a lot of people are going to need to listen to this, because especially with the world moving faster and faster, and I know a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people in my audience are technically inclined, are not very, very technical as I am. And for me, I'm going to end up talking about my experience with retail in the past year, and especially how it's now affecting me and now making me want to switch into a brand new future ahead. And I found this article very interesting. Before I made this podcast, I figured, let me go ahead and start getting an episode going for 194, because I feel this was going to be very interesting to talk more upon this subject, about why I think so and why we're switching upon this really, really quickly throughout today's world, and today's world of not also automation, self-checkouts, but we're seeing definitely a lot of things happening, especially with ChatGPT. And this is going to be a very quick in the world today. And I do think that we're definitely going to see more of that happening. So, and on in today's podcast, we're going to talk more and more commentary about why I'm going to explain why we're going to see more in this shift. And before we continue, let's go ahead and get into today's sponsorship. So in today's episode, I wanted to go ahead and give all you guys a word of my sponsor. First is first, ExpressVPN. Now, if you've not heard about ExpressVPN, this is one that you should follow up on, because if you have not heard about this, you should by now. ExpressVPN hides your internet traces, so whenever you're going out to places, especially with public cafes or hotels, and I'm sure as you guys know that if you are one of those guys that travels all the time, this is something for you guys to be aware, and something that you want to follow up on. And one thing I can say about this is that it is very, very important to hide your IP address whenever you go, especially for those that work out on the go, or if you're just an average Joe like I, recording this podcast, it is important for you to have your IP hidden in case if anyone, for anyone that's trying to take any information out of your laptop, I say do so as well. Not just your laptop, but your mobile device as well. So with that right there, I would recommend checking out ExpressVPN. And then next is Zenni's lens. And by the way, I want to give you something a very much of a big secret right here. Well, it's not much of a big secret, because with Zenni's, one good thing about Zenni's is if you purchase Zenni's, you want to go ahead and get something that has blue blockers. That way, when you're working on the screen, at least your eyes can be protected. And one of the deals that Zenni's is offering here is buy one, get 20% off each additional pair over $10 with code SUMMER23. That's right, code SUMMER23. And this promotion runs on from June 26th through July 2nd. That's right. So this promotion is going to run through June 26th through July 2nd. So check out the landing page. And when you get onto checkout, type in Summer 23. And that way you can get your deal from Zenny's. This is something I recommend. And for all of you Leon LeGray listeners out there, go check out this deal right here, because it is not going to last forever. And if you are listening to me right now, and if you need a pair to see, or if you're looking to protect your eyes long term, this is the way to go. Please do not be like me. The way I've started back in my childhood, 8 years old, ruining my eyes when I was starting to play Game Boy for the very first time. So do yourselves a favor, get yourself some Zenny's. And also, if you're interested, make sure to check all the rest of the links down below the description, so you know where to go to, like Humble Bundle and the other promoted offers that's down below. So with that said, let's get down to this episode and let's get down to today's talk. Let's go right here.
Thank you for listening to the Leon LeGray Podcast, giving you the latest and greatest in tech, giving you the scoop, insight, and reviews, and all the information that you need to know about technology. Here's your host, Leon LeGray.
Whew. All right. So, everyone, so I am finally back with the recording on 194. And as my personal experience and things I wanted to go through in today's topic of the episode on the workforce, and especially with today and with everything having to deal with the work, which I'm sure back in the good old days, I should say back in those days where you had a lot of people that they would tell their young kids is keep a stable job, work in the factories, get yourselves a pension, and all that nice fancy things you would tell your kids. But those things, that era of the industrial age, which that age is no longer around. Right now, we're here in the 21st century, as you guys already know, and I'm sure that you're listening to this podcast on your iPods or iPads or your phones or wherever you guys are listening to me at too. And right now, the way things have turned, you're going to see a lot of jobs changing to automation, checkouts, AI. There's going to be less and less humans. And the way I can see is that it's going to be a good and a bad thing. And there's going to be that ups and those swings between the ups and downs. And so where I'm at with in my life right now too, especially where I'm seeing retail, it's not going to be the future of what analysts have said. And I'm sure that you're going to see a lot of analysts going to say one thing about retail. But if you look at it right now, everything is going online. So let's not forget that as well, because we have to look at ourselves. And also, we got to take a look between us, is our jobs or our current jobs safe where things are heading in this direction? See, I don't think that any job is any regular job is safe. And for me, the way I see it is that you really don't need a job, okay? You really want to land yourself a career. And now, if you're smart enough, you might want to just go ahead and follow the future right now, too. And the trends, I'm sure that not everybody is technical on the tech trends and how to write, but the fundamentals of coding is here right now, and it's here to stay for a long period of time. And I get tons of ignorance, especially from a roommate, especially I've had this conversation. So, and this is very interesting. where I remember him saying that, you know, we really are not going to need keyboards anymore, too. I mean, at some point, everything is going to go to voiceovers and voice control, which I highly doubt that's not going to be further from the truth. Not everything is going to go the way it is. And that's really ignorance. And I think he holds that defense to a very high standard, that he really wants to see that. But I don't think that's gonna input my value in what he says to me. To me, that's easily dismissed right now. And I do think that keyboards are here to stay. So whether you think that voice control is going to take over fast enough, I highly doubt. Because keyboards are going to be the main way that we're going to work. It's going to be here in the computing age for working, for gaming, for all the above. Keyboards are not going to go away. And as much as people really want Meta or the headsets, I don't think that these peripherals are going to go right away overnight. And a lot of people are not going to go and get used to things overnight, especially us humans, especially on how we are so fixated with what we already are so used to. Why even have voiceover for everything? I think that's quite of a bad idea if you think about it too. And to me, the keyboard world is still going to be around for decades and decades to come. And unless if they have coding for voiceovers, that's still early on. I highly doubt that keyboards are going to be the way to go. So, and there's one article I want to get into, because this has actually been coming up on my Instagram feed for some time now. And a lot of people have looked at the advertisements, especially for Bootcamp, and a lot of self-taught information where things are heading over right now. And so on this article by Spiceworks.com, which talks about IT career skills in 2022 and how to land them. And so this is the title of this article. Now, this is an article that was written February 14th of last year. So now keep in mind what it's saying and what all this has been written back last year will be a big indicator coming up ahead of further down the road. To me, we are going to see these jobs increasing over time. And from what I heard from other people, from word of mouth, is that these jobs are being what's the word I'm trying to think of? Oversaturated, and it's been overfilled. To me, I highly doubt that. And I don't think that's all true. I mean, coming from word of mouth and from what other people are saying. Because one thing you have to be sure about this too, that these jobs are still open for everybody. And you've got to pick out whatever you can in today's market, especially in the IT field. And one of the things I just read that came to mind is actually a software developer and a web developer right here. And so that's one of the two fields that's growing. And this article, which includes data scientists, information security analysts, and cybersecurity. So that's one thing everybody has to look into, especially if you're in this IT field. So it is absolutely cool where this is headed. And I know that there's a lot of young kids, especially a lot of old people younger than me, that they don't have this in mind. I mean, they have other jobs that they want, but necessarily they don't care for IT, which I understand that's not for everybody. But you know what? This is something as I trying to shine a light to different opportunities that for people to grab on. And this is one thing I will say, especially with my personal experience and with recently, especially in the retail world, things are changing so fast. And the way things are going, especially when COVID hit, especially when the COVID has been around, I noticed that there's been a lot of people that had quit during the time around the COVID era between 2020 through 2022. I will tell you right there is that when during the COVID era, the great resignation that happened, a lot of people decided to quit their jobs and started to look elsewhere. And one of things I can see about the great resignation that made this very popular is that people had enough with what they have done over the years, and they decided to pack their bags and jump ship to something else. And to me, that is really relatable from what I've been seeing from a lot of people. And for me, that is very important because as I am currently working on the retail world right now too, this is one thing you might want to understand about this, especially while working retail. I remember I used to run the cash register, which, by the way, it was very simple. It worked great. But now you have a lot of self-checkouts. And very recently, self-checkouts has been put down on the store I work at, which is the arts and crafts store that I currently work at. And now, to me, I'm sure there are some benefits with the benefits with that too. But however, the self-checkouts hasn't picked up on everything, especially if anyone is paying for fabrics. They still have to someone still has to run the cashier to add the fabric purchases or whatever, right? And you have to understand that not everything will be picked up by AI or by those self-checkout machines. I mean, the one thing I can say is that it does help with the labor shortages that goes on. Now, one thing I can tell you is that if you have many stores they're out there and switching completely everything to self-checkout, one of the things I could find many of the issues is that if that does become a possibility, you know, I think that it does hurt the customer experience and the impersonal experience that people normally get. And I've been getting this a lot in my work, and especially now where the common things was like, oh, you know, these things are taking your jobs away. And that's like the most common thing I get from customers that I get all the time. Now, that is one thing a lot of people are going to say. And I told, well, you know, the reason that they have these things here is to at least have people work out on the floor because of the short staff that we have there. We don't have enough people. And part of it is true, but the other part, I don't buy from my boss one bit. And to me, I pretty much go out the grain and not having to listen to my boss all the time about this will help out through the fourth quarter during the holidays, and this will be very helpful, which I highly doubt. Now, even though it is brand new and it's fresh coming from the store, one thing I also dislike about this is that self-checkouts isn't going to be the way to go always, right? And I understand that there's always going to be cashiers making mistakes all the time when operating those machines. Look, not everybody is perfect, and I get that too. And one thing, I think somebody wrote this article in what's that other one? I can't even recognize. Oh yeah, NerdWallet, like this website called NerdWallet, excuse me. Yeah, now it's just coming back to me. So in this article, actually, they actually wrote a good part right there in NerdWallet. In fact, let me just bring this up. And one thing that it says right here in the following article, self-checkouts can take many forms, from grocery store kiosks to QR codes at restaurants, including self-checkout warehouse or software as part of your business operation gives customers the option to order and pay for their items without having to interact with an employee. Self-checkout point-of-sale systems can be essential for some businesses, but inconvenient for others. Depending on the type of product offered, staffing needs, theft risk, and several other factors. Here's what to know. And so it does give out the pros and the cons between self-checkouts right there too. So in this one, it says reduce labor costs, which they added as a pro, which is, I mean, it's true. Now, one thing I can say is that if we have a big line during the busy hours, then we are going to need people to pretty much to help out over at the front end of the store to check to help customers check out their products and so on and so forth too. And even though the second one I find a bit true, if truth is somewhat truth is smoother checkout transactions. So let me put my 2 cents on this too. And I'm going to be the one to put this 2 cents. And here we go right here. Is that yes, while you, they, it does offer smoother transactions. The one problem, what I can find about the about this is that most of these self-checkouts, not most, not all self-checkouts will offer cash payments. So that's one thing everyone has to know right here too. Now, if you are the minority and if you guys are still paying cash, and like just like me, I pay cash sometimes here or there because I still need to have cash around me just in case. And I do need to have cash if I need to pay anywhere, like, I don't know, like parking, tolls, whatever, right? And those are needed for sure. Those are really needed. And that's why I figured I can just go ahead and do what I have to do. And that's what in my store right here, the way where I work, I have to help people transact if somebody is paying via cash, you know, and that's one thing about it too. And also, and I recently just noticed something with customers since ever since we've added the self-checkout options, and there's been not all customers, but some refuse to use the self-checkouts because they were saying, it's like, no, we refuse it. All that's doing is taking away your jobs. And you know what? I do find a bit of truth to that too. And even though people have credit cards themselves, which many people do, but people do not want to use the self-checkouts for many reasons because they said they would rather have a inhuman person to use that right there too. So I get it too. I get why. But anyways, well, let me stick with the pros first too, because I know the pros are important. So let me not get too off track. So let me get right into the last part here on the pros, which is minimal contact. So I will say about this is that there is a time that I've used self-checkouts for like few items that I need here and there at home, right? So the and it's convenient, it's well, and if you just want to make a quick transaction, that's all good and dandy really too. Now, one of the things I can say about that is minimal contact. So if you just don't want to communicate with anybody, or if you're one of those introvert kind of people that doesn't want to have any contact with humans, or just don't want any anything to do with any person to check you out. I mean, maybe you're the kind of person that wants that. That's fine. No problem with that too. I think there are people like that. And actually, I know a person like that. They don't want to have anyone check them out but themselves. So that's all good and dandy until you come out with a problem, like, let's say, checking your ID for alcohol, right? So in the grocery stores, you're going to see all that happening, especially when you're checking out. Of course, you're going to need someone to check your ID. So there's that small little minimal contact, if let's say for small reasons like that. So those are the small things I'm just going to put out right there too. But overall, that's one good thing about self-checkouts right there. It makes it convenient. So just to go over and reiterate, reduces labor costs, smoother checkouts, transactions, And last is minimal contact. So there's your pros. Now let's get right into the cons of self-checkouts right here. And the self and the cons right here are customer difficulties. So depending on which store you go to, those you got stores that makes things a lot difficult to check out. Now, for instance, I've seen stores out there that, of course, it, some of them are not user-friendly. And, of course, you still need people out there to help other people. And that's the reason why. And so one of the biggest headaches I found in my personal experience is that, for one, if they have an item, and let's say for the last minute, or let's say if they decided not to take the item with them, then we have to go ahead and remove the item. So that can be quite of a pain to do that sometimes here and there, which in the regular cash registers, this is what I remember being so easy, was that you could just remove the item easily by pressing one button, and that's it. And that's all you need to do. And with the typing thing is that you have to type everything on screen. Even though there's other touch on screens right there, but the problem with the newer Android-based systems, especially with the checkouts, is that it can be a pain in the ass to manage. And maybe one day they'll make it a little bit easy, but we'll see how that goes. But I remember like the old Java-based system or the Toshiba-type computers that were built back in the 2000s, early 2000s, especially when they've added those computers into those stores. Even though the bootloaders, even though they took long enough to boot these computers up, the problem of what I find with the new base systems is that they still have a long way to go. You know, from what I can tell with the self-checkouts in the arts and crafts store I work in, well, let me put it this way right there too. The checkout methods, even though it is easy, but to remove a piece of item, you still have to type everything on screen, especially the fact of the matter is that you got your username and your password revealed by customers. So anything you're trying to type, you know, it's your customers can see that crap. And that's one thing I don't like about it is that there's no way to cover that. And it does become a very much of a big security issue if somebody decides to take your information and somebody will end up, who knows, pretending to be like you as an employee. But hey, I highly digress on that too. So, and even though it does become very difficult for customers, and that's where some of the difficulty lies, is that the older systems, you were able to remove items that very smoothly with no fuss. But this one right here, it's like, oh, if you don't want that item, then you have to have an associate to come over and get rid of it. And it doesn't even take one button. It takes about a couple steps to do it, especially when you're trying to remove things or add items here and there. So that's part of customer difficulties on the con. Impersonal experience. And yes, I've noticed one thing about this is that even though it's only me or somebody else in the register, so you're not going to see a lot of people in the registers. And there will be a time that it's going to be very, very busy. And why I say it's impersonal experience is that, for one, with even though the older computers had its moments like networking issues, but still, it didn't happen very often. It only in busy hours, I say, 4th of July sales or Halloween. What other sales? Like, oh, Thanksgiving and Christmas time. See, so that was the point. I found that there's been more customers even within the last 3 weeks that came in the store and started shopping. Here's the problem. As a person dealing with three checkout machines, it makes your job much harder. And the fact is that you have customers complaining that they rather prefer on paying cash instead of credit card. It becomes a bit of a hurdle and an issue right there too. So it makes you tell you something that these machines are still early stages. So not everything is all great as it seems until you have to deal with certain issues with customers. So either way, you still have to have an extra hand with you for an extra help to help you with anything out on the floor. So that's one thing I can say. It's does carry that burden right there too. So if that customer, let's say, has a hard time with removing an item, then you have to go out and manually remove the item for that person. So that becomes an inconvenience. So right there. And last and not least is death risk. Now, one thing that they've done with the self-checkouts is that the self-checkouts, even though there's cameras on most of them right there too, they're gonna have your face on that little camera, and they're gonna have a camera on the side of the self-checkouts to see what items you've scanned and all that. Now that's because anyone decides to steal anything, guess what? Nobody wants to start using self-checkouts. You know, that's why I can see there's going to be a lot of thefts happening, because they don't want the surveillance coming in. And I don't know if self-checkout has become a thing where it's going to make things a lot easier. I highly doubt. And I also can say that the reasons behind these machines is that it's going to help the labor shortage. While it's true. Now, why did they have to take all the registers out except for the manager's register and just keep one employee register? It's beyond me right there too. And I see what I see for the most part on my job experiences, for one, that I can definitely see the writing on the wall that's been happening for some time now. And I'm not joking when I say that it is time for me to move on with different things and start learning a different skill. And as someone out there listening to the podcast, and this is what I'm definitely going to say. So for a while, even back in 2022, and one of the things I've been saying to myself, and especially this isn't like a very new thing, I've noticed this in previous years, especially with checkout rolling into stores like Walmart, Target, Costco's, BJ's, many other stores are going to be doing this as well. Cutting the personal experience with cashiers. And what are they doing is that, for one, I can see why they're doing, because of the shortages in jobs, because not everyone wants to start working in these low wage jobs. These are jobs that they don't pay that well. And in order to solve these job shortages, they have to put out self-checkout machines in order to cut the lines and to make transactions much smoother. So that's the reason why. But the other thing is that you have to understand, retail isn't paying well. Unless if you're in a managerial position, you have to work your ass off to get in that position, like a manager position. You know, best luck to you, but that's going to take a long time. And I, for one, you know, when I worked in the store for 1 year, what the hell, I'm going to say it, Michael's Arts and Crafts store. And to me, there was a time during last year, I thought about working the framing position. And as of someone that have thought about it, for some reason, I had word of mouth coming from a coworker And basically, he just spilled the beans and been straight up with me. And I've been trying to get this position for not just weeks, months, trying to get through. And most importantly, couldn't even get that position that I wanted to. And the fact is that I understand they're trying to not have many errors. And I get that they want to get the best people. I understand. But I was exhausted last year trying to do the same thing over and over, but having to be out in the public's face. And I wanted to be a framer, which I thought, you know, be cool to be working in the frame position, you know, wouldn't be too bad. And I can have a fresh start, having learned new skills, yada yada, and so forth, so on and so forth. So to me, I always thought about this. It's like, you know, maybe the frame position will work out, but now I look at it too, they're basically, I'm not being hired to get through, even though I done the whole modular test whatsoever, but they're not willing to take me. So to me, as much as I try to push it through, I don't even think that's ever going to happen, because even though I pushed myself through, I honestly think there are a lot more jobs out there, especially in the tech field. I've always wanted to work on IT for time after time. And to me, I know that time is going to start running out short. The opportunity is there, but I've got to start doing it too, because I still have a passion for IT. And I look at my personal experience as something that I want to have it come to fruition. Something that I look at things on a brand new light now. And I come to find out that you don't need to be in a mandatory position or work in a other part of the department in that store anymore. And to me, the key of this is that there are other fundamentals and other jobs that you can go and transition other than that too. And first of all, it doesn't even require a degree to get through a tech field anymore than it has to. And even in this part, I wrote down, why is coding so fundamental in today's 21st century world? Because the way I see this is that coding in recent times has only continued to grow. In the field of web development has grown increasingly on top of 21.3% between 2020 and 2021, and has doubled second fastest salary of DB administrators. So that's right. And this is coming from an article I'm reading. And I read all these upcoming technologies and growth. And from what I'm talking about right now, and I'm going to just spill the beans right there before I start dragging. Right now, I'm studying to become a coder, a web coder for one, because I see a lot of potential and growth in web development. And that's what I wanted to do, because I think that it's going to be about time that I start changing with the times and start moving on. And I know that I've already seen the wall, writing the wall, since last year when I've saw customers coming from like the Buckhead area from Atlanta or the northern part of Atlanta coming in with items for returns. And the receipt looked a lot different from the receipt that was printed out of our machines. And it was quite strange, to be quite honest. And I was asking the questions, what's going on? Why does the receipt look a lot different than the ones printed out from our registers? Now, and it told me a lot right there that they've are starting to transition. But the machines, they brought these self-checkout machines down in the south side just recently. Like I've said, 3 weeks ago. And you got to look at it this way too. I am not going to be waiting for anyone or an opportunity to come right in my face. And one thing, I think the best thing about the internet age is that you could look up on anything else. You could look up a skill that you love and study your ass off for it too. I mean, for instance, it's not just web development too. Now, if you have the ability to work on the front end and the back end of coding, you know, and if you know these two very well, you're basically a full stack developer, 100%, and you know your way around. And the mastery over popular programming languages, that's good. Ability to create custom web-based applications, that's a dird. That's a dirt I'm just bringing up right there. At least it's a strength. Also, if you're strong in communications and collaboration skills to work with clients and coworkers, that's awesome. And to me, I know how to communicate well. So that brings an upper advantage of me to, for me to start writing in code and start studying code. That's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing that I wanted to get back into, that I wish I continued studying my ass over a decade ago. And also one of the best things to add up right here. So even though you may know a little bit of HTML and CSS, you have to know web development tools like JavaScript, MySQL, AWS, and Ruby, and many other web development tools out there. Just, I'm bringing these web development tools just as examples. And the ability to employ applications in the cloud. That's very, very important that you have to bring yourself into learning. That's why I figured it is about time to start looking into these IT jobs and looking what I love to do. And as a tech commentator, I will still continue to work on podcasting. And on the side right here, whenever I have some free time, that is very important because I love to talk. I love to bring my sets of skills to everybody and my knowledge to people that are listening. So in this case, I like to bring myself out there for anybody that is willing to listen on hardware, software, you name it. You know, that's the reason why tech is the game. This is the slogan I put on this podcast for many, many times. And this is the reason why everybody should start learning how to type in the keyboard, learning how to type pretty well. Because if you want to become a developer, you must be fluent in typing. You must. And just like anything else, if you want to become a database administrator, you need to learn how to type really well and learn what database is all about. Computer systems analyst as well. And I'm sure I'm missing something. Oh, yeah, that's right. Software developer. You need to know how, if you want to write mobile app applications or how to create them, you must know how to be fluent in that application and know how to create type really well. It's a must for all technical jobs out there too, especially you guys work in the IT field. Absolutely. And that's something I recommend to all my listeners out there too. Anybody listening that's looking to make a change in life, and let me say this, if you are older than I am, if you guys are in your 40s, in your 50s, I mean, don't ever give up. Actually, there's a YouTuber I've watched back in the past, some time back. This guy knew how to write code, and even in his 50s. And he made that transition. While anyone that's in their 50s, and unbelievable too, he knows how to write code. And I don't know what program he does, but good on him. Really good on him. And I can't believe I remember that really well. I mean, again, I'm a guy that watches YouTube all the time. And to me, as of this time, I figured it'd be great to start looking to change jobs to something else I'm passionate about, looking to getting ahead as of right now. And I'm sure that you guys are younger and listening to me as of right now. And I'm sure that you guys may not know what you want. And that's perfectly fine. Not everyone knows what they want. And very honestly, I would say consider these tech jobs as your future employment. And if this is something that you enjoy doing what you want to do, go for these top growing jobs out there. And heck, if you decide you want to be a game developer at a very young age, you know, work on it and unlocking these potential skills that you want to do. You know, there's so many jobs out there and that always going to need people for something. And it's truly not too late. You know, I know that people are going to end up complaining. It's like, oh, you know, what happened to these basic jobs out there too? And what happened to the work, to the working class? Dude, what I can tell you is that you don't need these regular jobs. You know, and this is what comes down to is that what COVID showed us and what the Great Resignation showed us during the recent years, especially around 2021, you know, it shows you that anything is possible, and making a new switch and new move in your life is absolutely possible. And you cannot rely on the old ways, especially in the agriculture or the industrial age from the 1920s through the 50s. I mean, those things do not work anymore in today's society. Now, if you want to become a construction worker, that's very different. But the IT field continues to grow. And look at the EV cars. You know, even though Tesla has gone ahead with EV, they were the very first companies. But you got to understand something right there, too. All these other car manufacturers like Chevy, and I believe like early Hondas are starting to do that EV production still. You got to remember something. A lot of these people or companies, they need people to employ. They need these folks to start getting EV running for those brand new 2023 or 2024 cars. So they're trying to keep up with Tesla. And they're like, what, 5 years behind Tesla? I mean, come on. And as someone, as a listener, I mean, and not to get all ranty, you've got to learn how to change and learn how to move with the times. And I've said this before to my friends and colleagues and people that I'm sure people are listening, is that when things are changing around you, you do not want to be the victim of change. You want to become the change of the new years or the upcoming century. You want to be the change, because otherwise you're going to be stuck in the past. That's why you've got to learn how to change. And that's why I'm studying my ass off moving on forward. And heck, during this point, I'll probably end up giving you some feedback and update what's been happening in my world and how the process is going for me, because I'm excited for this new chapter. And yes, I am still going to keep this job for quite a bit longer, because I still need a paycheck rolling in. I mean, just like anything else, I can't just go and throw my regular part-time job, because I still need pay bills. So that's very, very important. And plus, I need to save up for a vehicle, because I do need to do that, which is very reasonable. I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there understand that you still have to keep a job in order to transition to another job. So trying to play it out safely, of course, not to throw anything out there, which is quite understandable. But then also there's a story on YouTube that I wanted to go out and bring this up. Especially, there was a guy that he studied on HTML and CSS, and for a while he worked his way up and built these skills. And for a while he did spend money on boot camp and these boot camp classes, and he pushed through, but he felt he didn't get anywhere. But over time, when he continued to learn on his own and everything like that, and one of the things in his story is that he worked for this big sports website called golf.com. And as you guys know, golf.com is a very big website, golfing website. So if you're a golfer, you know, golf.com is pretty much a place, your place for golf material, golf for pretty much for all you golf heads out there too. But golfing, I mean, a lot of people are always going to look into what's the best clubs or what's the best players out there, you know, so on and so forth. So to me, this guy, when he talked about his background, I was just inspired to listen what he had to say. And I wanted to follow his example and start learning on guys like that, that wants to truly, truly change. And the problem is that when I see my colleagues that that are out there, you know, don't get me wrong, they are very creative, talented, artistically, but technically, not to throw anyone out under the bus, but like I said, they cannot see what I see. And it is truly time that you've got to make make a stand and say that it is time for me to change as a person and move into a different skill that I can use down the road in the future. So that's one thing I decided to do when I decided, hey, it is time for me to get on with the new century and start finding technical careers out there too. That's going to suit for me. And I do think that as much as I am saying this, you got to learn what you like to do, especially. I mean, you don't have to be a web designer like I'm following through, but there are so many things out there. So if you're an artist, a graphics designer, a graphic artist is one thing too. So heck, shoot for the moon. Go for that as well. That's another good career option right there if you're artistically creative. So that's awesome. And even though there is a part is that there's that whole complaint about, well, look at ChatGPT. They're taking away artists' jobs. Well, you don't have to complain about that too, because there are other ways you can still make money. You know, if you're an artist, struggling artist, why not be a freelancer, you know? Or get onto the big boys and work with a big company at first and then start that out right there if you are a true creative artist right there. So to me, that's something I wouldn't give up. You know, there are so many out there, but a lot of people are not willing to pursue the goals that they want. That is a problem in today's world. That's it's easy for people to give up and not easy for anyone to achieve these goals. That's two different things. You got to realize is that you got in today's world, you got to go get them. You got to be a go-getter and push yourself as much as possible. But with that said, I think I already made my say on this, because anyways, what do you guys think? Because there is a lot out there that I already put into today's podcast. And hopefully there's a lot that you guys got out of this, because I'm sure at some point there are always going to be a point in your life that change is always going to be necessary. And to me, I say it is absolutely. And you got to make these changes for not just for you, but if you have mouths to feed in your household, you know, don't do it just for you. Do it for them as well. Because honestly, one day they will thank you and they will be at your knees and say, you are the best. And at least one day that can happen. And I love to hear your thoughts about that too, because I know I'm doing this for me right there too. And I want to be successful, because web design can go further. Now, there's companies out there, what out there as well, that want people, that can use people, not just locally in your area, but if you if you want to go out and travel, there's always company out there. So guess what? The best thing about being a developer is that there's always that point in time that you can use those skills to go out and travel. And that's what I like about it as well. You don't have to work remotely from one place to the next. So traveling is always an option. So that's super cool right there too. That's something I take so much out of this during this talk right here, especially in a time of change and in the way things are happening in today's world. Let me know your thoughts. I hope to hear more about this too. So with that said, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Leo and the Great podcast. And I hope to hear from everyone soon. And take care and goodbye. Thanks for taking a listen into today's podcast. If you want to listen to more of my episodes, be sure to hit the follow on Apple Podcasts or subscribe to Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and much, much more. I am pretty much everywhere if you want to follow me up on your podcast services of your choice. And take care and so long.